advice-giving music.
I think that's what it was called.
I think advice-giving music.
Advice-giving music.
It is time for Dear Doug. This is where you write in, write your letters to Doug, and, you know, if you have a problem, you have an issue, you need some advice, Doug gives you advice. Doug, let's hear the letter.
Well, I wish I had a better one for Valentine's Day.
Yeah?
Well, I'm calling this one Down in the Dumps.
Uh-oh.
Dear Doug, I've been dating my boyfriend for about 11 months. Everything seemed to be going fine. Then earlier this week, I got a message on my Facebook. He thinks we should take some time off from our relationship. I was devastated and pressed him for a reason. Well, believe it or not, he had the nerve to tell me he didn't want to buy me a Valentine. And it was because he didn't see our relationship going any further.
Oh, man.
How am I going to get through this?
Wow. Signed Down in the Dumps?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey, at least he was honest.
And rude. And rude.
With this economy, you know, why waste your money? I'm just saying.
Doug, I'm appalled. Are you kidding me?
I mean,
they've been going, how long? They've been together almost a year?
11 months, ironically.
And right before Valentine's Day, he breaks up with her.
He saw the
Facebook.
Valentine's Day coming. Said, you know what?
I don't see this going anywhere.
I don't think this going any further. What's the point of buying a Valentine?
And your advice to her is?
Rent a movie. Get over it.
Katie is ready to kick your butt. And she's not.
Well,
she's within kicking distance.
Again, wow. You want us to be honest.
Yeah.
He could have been honest and said, I can't afford a gift right now.
Well, maybe that
it's no reason
he may have been
up.
Lying. Maybe he could afford. He just didn't want to spend the money.
Wow. Then there's, maybe we shouldn't exchange gifts on Valentine's Day.
So your advice to her is rent a movie and get over it?
Well, yeah. What else can you do?
252-9897. 252-9897. What else could you do at this point? I can think of a few things. We need some advice for Down in the Dumps and maybe a little advice for Doug at this point. I-98 Country, do you have some advice for Down in the Dumps?
I do.
Let's hear it.
Well, I recently broke up with my boyfriend for almost the exact same reason. And honestly, I think if I were her, there are lots of fish in this world. And if he's going to be a bad person and just dump you for that reason, he's not worth it. Do what I did. You know, live your life. I bought a brand new car for my Valentine's present to myself.
Ooh, good
awesome.
For you.
Awesome.
That is awesome. What's your first name?
Carrie.
Oh, man, I'll bet you're still enjoying that car.
I am, too. And I will enjoy it for many years.
I like
guys,
him.
You can't trust them. One day they love you, the next day they don't like you at all.
Oh, good advice for Valentine's Day, Carrie. What do you think about that, Jim?
Don't you think that there probably are a larger number of breakups before significant events like birthdays, Valentine's Day,
Christmas?
Because we don't want to spend a lot of money on somebody we're not going to see 2 months from now.
Look at you.
The economy's rough.
Oh,
I mean,
you guys. Look at Katie.
You shocked me, Jim.
Well, I'm being very practical. Like, why invest a lot of money in jewelry or something if you're like,
I'll give you practical. Katie, stay single for the rest of your life. Jim, what's going on in the news?
I didn't think we were wrong on that one, Doug. I really
I didn't
did.
Either.